given also this? Or it has been given to me?
Yes.
No. By thousands and thousands of obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, as well as in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Only by the mercy of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I am preaching here and there in whole world. A special mercy He showered on me. So, I am also praying in His lotus feet. You know that how in couple of years He came from India and preached over whole world, wrote so many books, translated so many authentic books, established so many preacher centers here and there, and in couple of years, in whole world, even in ocean islands like this Hawaii, also on the mountains, in Saranagati, here and there, and also so many countries, everywhere. Even in Muslim countries also, in South Africa also, in the whole world He established. So, quickly, what He came to this world, descended to this world, why? To help you all. Also He sent me, or to help you all. But if you are not taking that help, His mercy, then you are what? More wretched than animals, hogs, pigs, dogs and all. Oh, you should remember all these things. Oh, they are happy more than you are, in sense gratifications and so many things. Oh, they can give birth. Oh, not only one child. What? Oh, several. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, oh, thousands of children they can give in one birth. So you are not anyhow superior to them. There has no trouble like you, always so many problems they are not facing. If you have one child or two child, one lady in India, girl, then, oh, how I should maintain it? Yeah? But for them, no. So when about 5,000 years before, all the learned rishi and realized rishi, who realized Brahma Tattva, Krishna also, they were assembled anywhere, in India, in Naimisharanya, very good forest, on the bank of a river. Not only one alone, they were assembled about 88,000 of Rishi Maharshi, realized so. And they were discussing. What discussion? That nowadays, oh Kali Yuga, iron age is here. Kali Kalahang Lati. Without any reason, so many kinds of problems will come. Quarreling each other. Without no reason at all. प्रायेण अल्प आयुषः सव्यक्लाश्विन युगे जना मंदासु मंद मथयो मंद भाग्या ही उपद्रिता। इन दिस आयरन एज कलिजुग ऑल हैव सो मच लेस स्मॉल लॉन्ग लिविटी शॉर्ट लाइफ मंदा ऑल आर अनफॉर्चुनेट सुमंद मते हो नॉट इंटेलिजेंट मंद भाग्य नो फॉर्चून हुपद्रता ऑलवेज प्रॉब्लम्स लाइक वेब्स वन आफ्टर अनदर प्रॉब्लम्स कमिंग एंड दे हैव टू डू सो मेनी थिंग्स वेरी बिजी लाइफ हाउ बिजी लाइफ लाइक डॉग्स वेरी बिजी रनिंग ऑन द रोड हाईवे फोर व्हील्स Where are you going? Oh, I have no time to speak to you. I am very busy. And they will go run up to a milestone. Milestone, you know? Milestone. And they will make urine. And they will return again. Where you are going? I have no time to answer you. So we are all busy for this. Why you are doing all these things? A business man, my disciple, oh very wealthy, he went to Italy, a very highest topic of any businessman there. And he was, crores and dollars coming income daily. And going. And he was so much busy. My disciple, also businessman, he asked him, oh, why you are doing all these things? Will you take anything, any farthing of any pence, shilling of this, when you will die? Even your these hairs? He told us, I have never thought. Yeah, I will die and what will be after my death? And he became like mad. What you are earning in this life by this body and this intelligence? You should know, they all will be in this world. Your this body also. But transformation will be. It will be ashes or what? Stool of animals. So what to do? You should realize this thing. What you are doing whole day long, can you take it with you after your death or not? If anyone will take, they can raise their hands that I will take all these things with me. Can you? Your father, your mother, your friends? Never. You should know all these things. You cannot take anything, even a particle of dust from this. Then why you are doing all things? Or to be happy, or you cannot be happy by these things. More problems will come. So they are discussing each other how to be happy, how our soul will be happy. Bruhina Sadda Dhananam Jenatma Samprasidati. Not this body. Actually, we are not this body. I know in our group, that devotee sitting there, she is more aged. She may be of 60. 60? About? 60? Ah, 60. One day, she was more beautiful than you. Very beautiful. Always a smiling face. Very attractive and sweet, I know. My age is also above 80. So beautiful. But now, and after 10 years, after 20 years, what will be? She cannot walk. She can walk with any stick. And after some time, she will put to death. She cannot take anything. You cannot take. So you all be old. Anyone can attest of this. So how we can be happy? Oh, not this body. This body also and soul also. You should know that you are not this material body. You are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. An eternal servant of Krishna. But anyhow, you have forgotten this. We have come to this world controlled by Maya. You cannot be happy in this world. This world is made by problems only. How you can? If you want to be happy in jail, understand me? If you want to be happy in jail, you are foolish. All foolish. Jail has made to punish stupid nonsense persons. They are violating rules and regulations. No? So, that is the place of punishment. How you can be happy? So, this place is made of this. You can only be happy by what? Savai punsan paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokha je ahetukka pratihata jayatma samprasidha. You can only be happy by chanting, remembering, singing the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our really religion, constitutional function. Not these things. You are always engaged in sense gratifications or so many things, but really you cannot be happy by this. If even one name of Krishna enters in your ears, or you are chanting and remembering the glories of Krishna, you must be happy. Without chanting you cannot be, but it can be only heard by whom? Guru. Transcendental Guru. Holy Master. Perhaps you know all the name of Brahmaji. Brahma. He was created by Vishnu, Mahavishnu, to create this world. When he was created, Brahma, he saw everywhere, water. And very dark, nothing was there. Only darkness. What should I do? He could not imagine even. Then a sound came, aerial came. What? Tapa, tapa. And then, how to tapa? He was meditating and remembering his holy master, Mahavishnu. From where I have come? I am offering thousands and thousands of prayers to that personality. And then, at once he heard something. Oh, that aerial voice, Daivavani, told that mantra of Krishna, Kling Krishnaya. And you should chant this for a long time, and when your heart will be pure, then I will do something more. He did so, and after so many long period, thousands and thousands of years, when the purification of her heart was done, from the flute of Krishna, he heard Kama Gayatri. And by that Kama Gayatri, he knew so many glories of Krishna. And then he was praying him. And that is Brahma Sanghita. Very good shlokas. So without Guru, we cannot be happy. But we'll have to have very strong faith on his words. You know Dhruva? You know Dhruva Maharaj? Perhaps you don't know. Dhruva was a son of very high class of what? King. Emperor of whole world. And when he was in the age of 5, he wanted to sit in the laps of his father. But for the fear of the stepmother, he could not take in his lap. Stepmother told, "You cannot sit in the lap of your father. If you will die and take birth in my womb, then you can sit. Otherwise not." So he began to weep loudly, very loudly, and came to his mother. Mother told, "Why you are weeping? Oh, my father did not take me in his lap. Why you are weeping, sir?" "Your Prabhu is Hari, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should try to please him. And by that, if he will be pleased by his mercy, you can be the king of whole world, whole universes." Where is he? In the midnight, without telling her mother, alone, 5-aged boy, Dhruva, left his father, mother, everything. And in the night, dark night, he went to Mathura. And he was thinking, "How to please my father, Prabhu Krishna? If anyone tries like this, Krishna helps them." So he sent Narad. You should hear all very attentively. If anyone wants to serve Krishna or to meet Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna, really he wants, then what happens? Krishna himself sends his associate to them to help. So he sent Narada Rishi to Dhruva. He came and he tested him, what he wants really. Dhruva told him that I want to have a darshan of Sri Hari and I want to be the emperor of all this world. He told him that you should return to your home, so many lions and tigers will eat you. Oh, you should not be here, you are a very small boy. You should return. But he told that I have decided to do it. Do or die. So I must please Sri Hari. Then Narad gave him diksha, a mantra. Oh, you should do, and in very soon you can have a darshan of O Sri Hari. And what he did? What he did? Go. You should hear. So, if you are like Dhruva, a transcendental guru was sent by himself Krishna. Why? Because his desire was so strong that I may die but no harm. I want to please Krishna. So if your desire is like so, Krishna will send such class of a guru. And that is why Swamiji came to this world. There were so many very interested persons, sincere persons, though who wanted to be always happy and to serve Krishna. So Krishna himself sent him, and that is why he came. Again also he is sending me only for this, to help others. So our desire should be like this. Then a guru like him you can have. Otherwise, if your desire is not as strong, then what doing? Oh, guru will be received like that. In a day, they will fall down 3-4 times. Not as strong. Not knowing all the
Siddhant
and Tattva. Very weak. And then we will start from where? Even one round in whole day. This is very long process. If a boy, a student, is admitted in a school, whole day he plays football, volleyball, cricket, drinking, merry-making here and there, whole day, whole year, what will be? Nothing. If sometimes he studies his course, it may be that of so many years he may pass first class, otherwise no. So we should try to be like Dhruva. He gave his whole attention, his whole energy in remembering his deity. How? Even not eating anything delicious preparations, not drinking so many juices, not taking anything cigarette, smoking even. What doing? In 15 days, dry leaves of trees, very little, anyhow. And water, only 1-2 times. And after this second or third month, he left everything, even lips and water also. Only taking ear, air. And another month, he left air also. And he became in samadhi. And Krishna was bound to give him darshan. But I tell you that even one time, one round you should do no harm. I tell you not to take cigarettes, flesh, or cows, beef, all these bad things. Wine you should not take. It will spoil your life. So you should try to realize these things. Don't take all these things. Try to observe four regulative principles and chant, even chanting one round, what will be? Oh, you can have the darshan of Krishna, you can be happy, but it is very long process. But the process of Prahlad Maharaj, process of Dhruva, the process of Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, in one life you can have. Even in one life. But try to be at least like Raghunath Das Goswami. What is the story of Raghunath Das Goswami? Can you tell? In brief. Without high class of association, we cannot have pure bhakti. A person who has himself not expert in bhakti, some realization that is told in Srimad Bhagavatam, tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sreya uttamam Shapte parecha nishanatam brahmanupasamasyam. If one has realized this fact, that by these activities that I am doing, we cannot be happy. Never. So to know how I can be happy really in this world and after this world, that world, then he should go to very high class of devotee realized, knowing all the purport of Shastra, Gita, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Purana, and really observing himself, following all what it has been told. So he should be expert in all the Siddhants of Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavata, Ramayana. And secondly, he should have some realization of Krishna. If anyone is expert in all Shastra, but no realization of Krishna, oh, he is not good. After some time he may fall down. And if anyone not knowing even so much Shastra, but realization of Krishna, oh, really he is good. But one thing more, he will be detached from worldly desires and worldly attachments. He must be. If the Guru is not detached by worldly things, he has no experience, he has not realized anything from Krishna, and he is not knowing all this Vedic Siddhanta, really he is not good. By association, you cannot rise. You cannot have all these things. So Guru should be like this. Fortunately, if you have a Guru like this, or detached from worldly matters, totally, always chanting, remembering in the line of Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, observe. And he knows all kinds of Siddhanta. expert in all this. What is Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, or Rasa Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, everything. He is expert. He can only help you, otherwise not. Anyhow, if you have not have a guru, you are not initiated by such a guru. You are initiated by a family guru, or the guru who does not know expertise in Vedas, no realization, he is not detached from worldly things, and you are initiated by that guru. But now you are realizing, oh, he cannot help me. I should have the help of any realized soul, having all these qualities, always chanting, remembering, expert in all siddhanta. And especially he should be what? Detached from worldly things. I should go there and I should take his help. He must give help. He will not say that he is my disciple or not. Always ready to help all. So go to them. If better, take him Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru. Both are like same. I know all the disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Ji came to Swami Maharaj only for bhakti, not for money, not for good girls, not for anything, wealth and reputation. They left everything behind and serving Swamiji. So, we should always remember this, that if you have left everything for Krishna, what are you doing now? You should always remember. We have come for Krishna service, love and affection. If anyone is helping me, he is really Guru. If anyone is helping in this object, then he is Guru. And if a person who cannot help in transcendental love and affection of Krishna, then he is not Guru. We should try to give up him and to have the association of a high class of exalted and qualified Guru. If you are not doing, your purpose will not be served. You cannot be happy and you cannot have the love and affection of Krishna. Nowadays this is going on. Everywhere. Not qualified Guru. Even that they don't know all the siddhants of Vedas, purport of Ved, Upanishad, Gita, Bhagavad. No detachment in this world. They initiate any very beautiful girl, like a daughter, and next day what? Marry with him. And makes him what? His wife. What is this silly things? He is not Guru. At once in a moment we should try to give up these Gurus, bogus Gurus. In lakhs and lakhs, thousand and thousand births, by the help of these Gurus, you cannot go. You will be entangled in Maya, always in Maya. If by fortune A, you have initiated by any Guru who is sincere and knows something but not detached from worldly things, then what should we do? We should pray him, Prabhu, allow me to have association of that very exalted Vaishnava. If your Guru allows, then you should think that, oh, he is Madhyam Adhikari, and we should try to honor him, but associating with that. Keeping some honor for him. But what doing? always serving that exalted personality, Gurudev. In any way, like Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru. And he will be ready for this. So you should try to do. Otherwise, by bogus gurus, or even not bogus, sincere, but he does not know all the process. He is not expert in purport of all the shastra. And if he himself, what? Enjoying something, not detached, oh, he cannot help. So you should know all these things. And then try to do accordingly. Very soon. Otherwise you cannot go up. You cannot be happy. You cannot realize transcendental things. And that is why Raghunath Das Goswami, by his Diksha Guru Jadunandan Acharya, and then by the association of Haridas Thakur, who Brahma and Prahlad mixed. And then he went to Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his hand in the hands of Sarup Dramodar. And how he was practicing Bhakti Yoga, giving his whole energy in what chanting, remembering. Even how he used to do, not taking any delicious preparation, even Jagannath Prasadam, what doing? Anyhow, rotten prasadam of Jagannath, or washing and giving some salt, or only little, to save his life. Whole day long, whole night, not taking any rest, not sleeping. Sleeping, it may be 24 minutes, not more than that. Sometimes, no sleep like this also. And chanting, you remember. Then, what will be? Oh, very soon you can realize. So very soon he realized. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, and Gadadhar Pandit, he came to Vrindavan in Radhakund. Why he came? I have not realized anything. So I should die here. How I will die? I should jump in Yamuna. Or I will jump from Govardhan Hill. But what became? Rupa and Sanatan saved them, like Siksha Guru. So Rupa Goswami is the highest Siksha Guru of Raghunath Das Goswami. And now here in Radhakund, he was chanting and remembering whole day, night, weeping bitterly. How weeping? Hey Radhe, Brajadevike chalelite, hey Nandasuna kuta, Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale Kalindi Banne Kuta Goshantavis Sarvato Khedai Mahabifalau Bande Rukshana. O Krishna, O Radhe, O Lalite, O Vishakhe, where you are? I'm dying. Give darshan, give your service. And thus weeping here and there, sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, sometimes in Bhandirvan, sometimes in Vrindavan, Kesi Ghat, Bansibar. Always like this. Weeping, weeping. And then his desire was fulfilled. Can you do like this? Even a part, a small part, or then. So this is real process. Without the help of association, anyone cannot have the love and affection of Krishna. You know, even trees and creeper can have the mercy of Krishna through high class of devotees. Narad, by association of Narad, Nalkubara and Manigriva, what they became? Associates of Krishna. Even Prahlad, being the son of a very big demon, and he became Prahlad Maharaj, so high class Uttam Mahabhagavatam, only by the association of Narad Rishi. By the association of Hanuman, Vibhishan, the brother of a very big demon, Ravan, he became high class of devotee. So many trees, creepers and all can be high class of Uttam Mahabhagavat by the high class of association of devotees. Otherwise no. So if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, you should really be sincere and try to associate with high class of devotees, guru. And then you will really realize all this. And very quickly you can develop. One thing more. If you have a dog, and giving your some energy to dog, giving the dog some foods, some meat, something, you are giving. Dog will be yours. But you will always remember that dog. And it may be in future, at the time of death, you will remember that dog and you will be dog.
Next slide.
You know Bharat Maharaj? You know the history of Bharat Maharaj? You don't know perhaps. You know Bharat Maharaj? Oh, you should tell the story of Bharat Maharaj. In brief, you should hear all these things and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. So, coming. Coming. So, if you are engaged, if you engage your senses in sense gratifications and give in urging to worldly things, oh, at the time of death you will remember all these things and you may be fish, dogs and other things. You are bound to do this. You can test it when you sit to chant and remember your Gayatri mantras. In empty mind, then all worldly desires and everything comes in empty mind. You cannot check it. So at the time of death you cannot do anything. Again you will have to come to this world. Don't think this is our first human birth. Don't think. All lakhs and lakhs, crores and crores. Your
lifetime and times you have taken birth.
So many you have taken birth. Even in the shape of demigods, even in the shape of demigoddesses. Sometimes dog, hog speaks. Even tree and creepers. But by this time, by the mercy of Krishna, you are not human body. It has given only that you should try to chant and remember Krishna and develop your Krishna consciousness. I'm sending my associates to help you. And you should take help. And very soon you should come to me. But even you are not following, again for long, long births, you'll be animals, hogs, pigs and all these things. So you should try to realize all these facts. I've come only to remember you, that you should remember this. Don't give your whole energy in maintaining yourself and being happy in this world. You cannot be by this. So, you should, of a certain number, in certain number, you should chant. What? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. All you should repeat me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Even one time you are chanting, it will help you. And if you are with respect and honor, initiated by a high class of devotee, in association of high class of devotees, you are chanting always, not wasting your time in other things, even for not even to maintain your life. Oh, Krishna has arranged everything. If you will give up everything for right maintenance, even your life will be maintained. So don't worry for this. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrika. Oh, high class of theosophy. Will give Krishna love and affection. Oh, by others you cannot have any help. So, remembering this, you should try to change your all things and try to be in the association of what? High class of devotees. They will help you. Otherwise, anyone cannot help you. Your father, mother, brother, even guru, if he is not expert, he cannot. You should try to give your most of your energy and time in Krishna consciousness. If you are serving any bad company even, you are serving for making some, what?
Life maintenance.
Life maintenance or some coins or some American dollars. It will not help. Never. You will be happy, not happy. You will have to be dogs and like this. So why you are not giving energy for Krishna consciousness, not chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the house of Shivas Pandit. He told, I know you don't do anything for your maintenance. Always chanting, remember, whole day and whole night. What will be of your maintenance? Oh, he did like this. 1, 2, 3. What is the meaning? I will start one day, chanting, remembering, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, with big kartals. Whole night I did. And second day also, if not coming anything for my maintenance of life,
fasting
I will be second day also. And third day. And if fourth day not coming anything, I will jump in Ganges and give up my life. Mahaprabhu told, what? It may be that Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune and wealth, he can
beg.
But my devotees never to die like this. What Nityananda Prabhu has told? Jatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvan manisham tato va sansaram bodhi tarnadayo vailage. Oh, jivas, you should chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I am taking your all responsibility that you will be happy. And by chanting, if you are not happy,
I am I will be responsible for
responsible. So you should believe on Nityananda Prabhu words. You can believe in Krishna word. What word? Sarvadharmana paritajyamami ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. What meaning? Very grateful to you all. I am here for 7 days, more than this, 8 days. But I was engaged in writing something very important. It will come forward in front of you as Brahma Sanghita book, very high class of book. So I was engaged in writing. And that is why I could not meet you in last 7 or 8 days. But I wanted to meet you very soon. So I told Prabhu that call everyone. Even to whom I don't know, even then they should be called. I want to meet them and to inspire them in the line of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, in the same line. So, today I am happy. For this purpose I came, only to inspire you. Now I am in old age. I want to be in Vrindavan always, chanting, remembering always there. In the fields of Srila Govardhan, in Radhaga, in Samkunda, in Bansipata, I want to be. But when I remember the orders of our Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami, then I am bound to come to this. So, I think you will help me in this. You should chant. If you cannot chant, even one round you should do. But try to give up bad habits like smoking and other things. And then you will see that you are really happy. Your health will be very good by these things. And really very soon you will realize that you are happy and fine before, than before. Gaur Premanande.